zeal. Not just enthusiasm, not simply a passing interest. Zeal. Utter commitment, even in the face of disaster. That is what we are called to. We are called to set our face toward Jerusalem with utter and complete commitment. Now, in the Gospel reading, the disciples thought they got that. They thought, yeah, we can do that. We can offer this commitment. And so, when the inhabitants of the town through which they were passing rejected Jesus, they did an Elijah thing, or thought they would. They said, okay, we'll do what Elijah did. Let's us call down fire on these people. Let's burn them up. Shall we do that, Jesus? And he said, no. Because his call to zeal is not religious extremism waiting to be unleashed. Jerusalem, for Jesus, will not mean triumph over his enemies and destruction of the pagans. It will mean, first of all, opposition and condemnation. It will mean lifting up on the cross. It will mean an assumption, but into defeat. You know, anyone can be zealous for the defeat of one's enemies. But what Jesus asks of those who would be zealous with him is commitment to serving our enemies, even to suffering for them, that they with us might be saved. And so while we are to be completely committed to God, while we are to love him with all our heart, and with all our mind, with all our soul, and with all our strength, while we are to be like one of those 10-year-olds who has a duvet and curtains and a pillowcase, all in the covers of the right team, we are to be those who, if we are blues, are actively seeking the salvation of the reds. And hard as it is to say for one who was a vicar in Tottenham for many years, vice versa. He set his face to Jerusalem. Resolution, not ease or comfort, is at the heart of what our religion is to be. Christ calls us to an uncomfortable and difficult path of taking up our cross daily and living in love and service of our neighbour and of our enemy, even when our neighbour is profoundly, deeply, utterly misguided and wrong, capital R. Jesus resolutely sets his face to Jerusalem. He goes to call with a terrifying commitment and frightening zeal for the salvation of everyone. And he proclaims a law by which we shall live in order to do this. It is his law of love, a law which rejects in our lives sexual immorality, impurity and debauchery, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions and envy, all those things that characterize everyday life. Because they do, and they're real, and we are to turn from them and not pretend that they are something that live in other people's souls and hearts, for they live in mine and in those of each of us. But we are called to the law of love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And that calls for resolution, because we're called to be extremists for those things. And we find that we can't. Even our ordinary human enthusiasms, we can't keep going. You know, there are times when we're not interested in football, or whatever it is that we're interested in. My son grew out of being interested in being a Viking at weekends. These things change in our lives and we fall away from them because we on our own cannot keep ourselves focused. We need God to do this for us. In the last verse of the Gospel, Jesus says, "No one who puts a hand to the plough and looks back is fit for the service of the kingdom of God." This is another Elijah and Elisha reference. Elijah was out one day and he sees Elisha, who is to be his successor, ploughing. And he calls him. And Elisha's response is to take the yoke of oxen with which he is pulling his plough and to sacrifice them and to offer them as a burnt offering using the yoke of the oxen that held them together on the plough as fuel. And so he quite literally sacrifices his livelihood to the call that he has received to be a disciple of Almighty God. Christ Jesus offers a sacrifice. He offers himself in sacrifice on the wood of the cross. Quite literally, sacrificing not livelihood, but life, so that we may participate in him. For he has said that when we come to share in his body and his blood and are united with him in a death like his, we may be raised with him into a life like his. And not just for the future, but now, a life like his, which is filled with zeal of love of God, which is filled with joy and peace, forbearance, kindness and goodness, with love and service of neighbour, that neighbour too, enemy too, might with us receive the salvation which it is Christ's grace alone to give to us. And when we come, therefore, to him, he equips us and gives us what we need to be sustained in our zeal for him all our lives long. In our churches, traditionally, the altar is orientated towards Jerusalem. When we set our face towards the altar, we are setting our face towards Jerusalem. Here we receive what Christ wishes to give us, nothing less than himself, in order that all our lives we may be filled with zeal for him. Brothers and sisters, he set his face to go to Jerusalem. Let us do the same.